Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Grand rising, rich rising, all of the above to my beautiful morning motivators. How are you guys doing today? It is May 25th. It's a good old Wednesday. Today we are going to talk a little bit about what we talked about yesterday, but I have some tips and tricks and things for you all to help you through the delaying the gratification process. Yesterday, we talked about a few things that we can do right now to cut down in our budgets so we can prepare for this recession that we're coming in. And I was thinking to myself, like, I don't want to take the fun out of the game. That's why a lot of people don't want to save. That's why a lot of people say, Brittany, you know what? I hear what you're saying, but I still need the vacation. I still want to have the party. I still want to do this. And I'm going to give you guys some tips on how you can still enjoy your life during this time, but cut back down the cost so we can save you and your family so much money for the near future, because we don't know what's going to happen in the next year, 2 years, especially with everything going on in the war. We're going to touch on that. And before I get into the prayer and the morning shout outs, I do want to say, oh my gosh, rest in peace to the 19 children that were a part of that school shooting yesterday and the teacher. It's horrific. When I went to sleep last night, I saw that it was 14. And then this morning, the news predicted that it was 19 children. No parent, child should ever have to go through what they're going through. So my heart and my prayers and my blessings go out to them. I pray you guys, everybody, just send your prayers over to Texas and to the people who were murdered in that grocery store. Unfortunately, it's a lot of, you know, wicked and evil things. And I pray that our government gets it together. And this is why voting is super important. And that's why I stressed it to you all and on my Instagram yesterday, why it was so important for us to vote, because these laws, everything that we voted on yesterday, are the laws of your state, you know. And if your state doesn't care, if this is not something that's, you know, if you didn't put the governor in place or the senator in place, then it's very hard for you to, you know, speak to them and get your point across. So please vote, you guys. All the primary elections are up now. Check Google for your state. If you are in the United States, this is super, super important. So these things can't happen. So we can put pressure on our local government. Maybe we can't do anything federally. You know, everybody blames the president and the vice president. They can only do federal stuff, you guys. They can't control this individual states. Every individual state has its own law and everything like that. So we need to make sure that we're doing our part as citizens as much as possible to vote on those things in your state. And also, before we get into a caveat, print out both sample ballots. One thing I did not know when I was talking to my sister yesterday is if you have a Democratic ticket, there are some things that you can vote on that they don't show you on the Republican and vice versa. So I'm not sure what it is where you can vote for both, but make sure you guys know the difference, because there were a lot of things that were kept off of the Democratic ballot that I would have loved to vote for that was on the Republican ballot and vice versa. I think everybody who is a citizen should be able to vote on all topics, not just a plethora. And there were a lot of things that I would have loved to vote on that were only on the Republican ticket, because I couldn't, there were certain people that I wanted in place, so I couldn't, you know, vote over there. And just one of them, for instance, was just really quick. One of them were like, should transgender women, young women, like kids, be able to play with the opposite sex? Meaning, if a child were to claim themselves as transgender woman, would they be able to play with girls? Little things like that were on the ballot, which I think were super important to vote for. However, everybody didn't get that option. So just make sure you do your research, you know, you print out your ballots, you guys go vote so we can stop horrific things like mass shootings and things like that, because that's ridiculous. Nobody should ever have to go through that. So my hearts and my prayers go out to Texas and the families and the victims in Buffalo as well. All right, you guys, we're going to jump into the prayer. Make sure you guys load up the comments for your good morning shout outs. I'm going to, and if this is your first time, let me know where you are watching from, okay? All right, you guys, if you are not spiritual or religious, or you do not subscribe to the Christian denomination, it is totally fine. You are okay to stay. I pray that you allow me to pray for you anyway. And whatever you believe in, everybody is welcome. We do not discriminate over here on the Morning Motivation. So, dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for waking us up for another day. Please send prayers, peace, anything you can to the families in Buffalo and Texas for their devastating news yesterday and the last week. I pray for peace and healing from your people, and that these mental illnesses can cease and these gun laws be more restricted, so that we do not have to fear sending our children to school. We do not have to fear teaching our children in these schools, and that these people who are mentally ill will, you know, just something for them. Jesus, Lord, have mercy. I pray for peace, happiness, and walking in your light and your darling son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. And before we get into it, I did want to caveat on this. So the young man who had the assault in Texas was a Hispanic man. All the other rest of the school massacres were white young boys, right? This young man was gunned down on site. The one that did Texas was gunned down on site. The rest of them that were white males were arrested and in prison or wherever they are now. Welcome to America. Anyways, sorry, y'all. Thank you, Yolanda, for the super chat. I really, really, really appreciate that. Thank you. Good morning, Anai. Happy hump day. No, happy hump day. Good morning, Edwan. Edwan is being released today, you guys. So I pray for Edwan's speedy recovery. I pray that you're feeling good, Edwan. I hope our prayers helped it all. Let's see. Good morning. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm trying to stay positive this morning. It's so hard. I just can't imagine those families in Texas going through. I cried this morning and it's too much. Yeah, nobody should have to go through anything of that sort at all. So I know my heart is heavy. My prayers and everything goes out. And it's unfortunate that in America, this is normal. Like, this should not be normal. This isn't something that should be like, again. Like, this shouldn't be normal at all. So please, you guys, do your best to vote in your state. This is why these state elections and the primary elections are super important, because if you put that person in office, you can hold their feet to the fire and change the laws in your state. That's what these elections are all about. These are state and local elections, you guys. Make sure you guys go vote. Make sure you guys make sure that your state is coming up, because I know that there are some this summer. I know some in November, but make sure you Google your state to know when they're coming out. And maybe I'll do like a state rundown one of these days or after the live. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, Clay Burrell. Clay Burrell, is that how you say your name? Good morning. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Dia. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Naya. Good morning, Cooking with Raw. Good morning, KK. Good morning, Chevy Chev. Good morning, Angel, Grand Rising. Good morning, Shanta. Good morning, Vanessa. So, right, horrific. I know, y'all. Good morning, Apple Dumpling. Good morning, Charlene. Good morning, She Amber. Again, Yolanda, thank you for the super chat. Good morning, Brittany. Good morning. Morning from St. Louis. What's going on? Y'all be careful out there. St. Louis is real. I still live in Missouri, actually. Good morning, Carmella. Good morning, Dang Dion. Good morning, Such a Lady. Good morning. Good morning, She Amber. Yeah, right. Exactly. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Brandy. Brandy said, this is so devastating to see these mass shootings. It's like they happen every day. Absolutely. Yes, I don't understand. And we continue to have crime. But like I said, the thing that was so eye-opening to me, well, it's not eye-opening. I knew this, but, you know, mass shooting, unfortunately, it's not new in America. This is crazy. There should be stricter gun laws and all the whole nine. And that's why we have to vote to make sure that our laws and what we want are in place, and we can hold the people we put in those seats, feet to the fire. But yeah, the little boy who did the thing in Texas, he got gunned down on site. The rest of them were detained because they were white males. Crazy, 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 crazy. But yes, so let's turn the page really quick. Again, my hearts and prayers go out to all the families. So devastating. But I do want to bring you guys a little bit. switching the page, switching the tone a little bit, because yesterday we talked about cutting back, right? We said that there's so much going on. If you guys missed it yesterday, go watch that morning motivation. I got some DMs from you all about yesterday. So thank you so much. So yesterday we talked about scaling it back with our spending because we're about to go through a recession if we haven't started already, right? Everything's inflated. Prices have skyrocketed. We're dang near, it may be a global war. So let me catch you guys up on what's going on with the war if you guys didn't know. So we got Russia and Ukraine. Yesterday, together, we figured out, I looked it up for us, that the reason why there's going to be a food shortage is because Russia is a big time fertilizer distributor to the world. And there's a wheat thing. I think wheat was grown in Ukraine, that I did not research, but there's also a wheat shortage and there's wheat in a lot of the American food. Can't speak for Africa and Europe because they were saying that Africa and Europe will be hit too. Africa's a continent that is self-sustaining. They don't really import. So I don't know if that's to be true, but anywhoozy, they said that America and Europe will be hit severely from this, right? And so just thinking about all of the things that are coming, we talked about stockpiling, we talked about cutting back, we talked about delaying the gratification for a lot of the things that we want, like cutting back on these parties and these weddings and things like that. And then I was thinking to myself, the reason why we want to celebrate something, right? We work hard. A lot of us work hard. A lot of y'all are moms. A lot of y'all have 2 and 3 jobs. A lot of y'all are in this rat race trying to make something out of nothing, right? If you're married, if you have a family, heck, if you're single, you're young, you're trying to figure it out. You're like, hey, I see all these people, these folks doing all this cool stuff. Heck, I want to live my best life. They're my age. Why is my life not looking like theirs? The thing that we have to keep in mind, right? Because I did some research yesterday, especially YouTubers with my ladies. There are a plethora, like a handful of influencers who really are doing this, having this lifestyle. And they're beautiful women. We love them. I watch them too sometimes. But there's only a handful. The average views they get on their videos are around 100,000 to 170,000. So that's 100,000, 170,000 women looking at these few women as their inspiration, but also not just inspiration, but like, dang, why isn't my life like hers? If I just did this, then maybe my life would be like hers. So we have a lot of people being influencers who really probably don't want to be influencers. They just think that that's the way to get the money, the way to have the lifestyle. It looks easier. I'm telling y'all, as an influencer, it looks easier than it actually is. But I'm not on their bracket. I'm not in their tax bracket. I'm not on their level financially. I was making more money, honestly, with my 9-to-5, y'all. I'm just going to be 100% real. When I was my 9-to-5 money was rolling in, way, way better. I have just learned to ride the waves of life because my mental health is more important to me. So I'm willing to sacrifice in monetary areas and certain areas and sacrifice comfort for the life that I live now, because I'm way more peaceful and I get to help a lot more than I would have if I had a 9-to-5 job. Good morning, y'all. Wow. Yeah, that's sick. America, Jesus Christ. Anyways, sorry, y'all, not to be dismissive, but what was I saying? Anyways, these women are held onto these pedestals and people want to live these lives and they want to have these experiences and travel as much as they travel. Because if you watch some of these YouTubers, they travel often, which if you have it like that, go girl, go, right? We not hating. We don't want to take away from their success and their, you know, what they're able and capable to do and what God has blessed them to do, because we don't know what path they're on. So that's a beautiful thing. However, we have to back that up, right? Traveling, right? We have to back that up and be honest with ourselves and go, you know what? I love it for them. I'm happy for them. It's just not my time yet. Maybe I'll get there. Maybe it'll be next year, 5 years from now. But I want everybody on here, especially my young girls, is to don't be hard on yourself. When I was 25, nobody was living like that, right? YouTube was a totally different time when I was 25. You know, the people that are really doing and successful now, for the most part, were doing it way back then. And They were just started off as a hobby. A lot of them had jobs for a long time. A lot of YouTubers, believe it or not, still do have 9-to-5 jobs. A lot of people that are successful in social media still do both. They have a 9-to-5 and YouTube. There's only a couple of girls, a very small few, that this is their bread and butter and that's all they do. Hey, Nas, and some of them don't even really like what they do. They just have to keep going because what else are they going to do with the lifestyle they've created for themselves? But that's not neither here nor there. That's their business. But what could we do to know, like, okay, I know that there's a recession coming. I know I should be saving my money because, you know, I see the things in the stock market. I know what's going on. There's going to be a food shortage, but I still want to live my life. I still want to go on the vacations. I still want to have the party. How do I balance knowing I need to be responsible, but not killing myself and having FOMO for the delayed gratification that I have to suffer from? Because I don't want anybody to feel like they have to suffer. We're just going to change a couple mindsets and shift gears a little bit. Hello. To make sure that we are thinking about this in a different light, right? So let's start off with this. Let's start off with the vacations. So we see everybody traveling around the world. They're going to the Caribbean and Thailand. Like, shout out to Dier. She just went to Thailand on a first class. It was beautiful. Okay. Beautiful trip. Thailand. We see all these girls doing all these amazing things and everybody wants to be outside because, you know, it's the summertime and everybody's taking their masks off and everything like that. Let's talk about vacations. And let's think a couple years ago before social media. You know, let's think about what we were doing as families and things like that before social media. And my ideas, this is my ideas. Hear me out. Let me know what y'all think in the comments. Yes. Hello. Hi, how are you guys? All right. So think about this. Road trips. How many places in the United States have you truly been to? How many and not even road trips, maybe trips to other cities, right? Like cheaper cities like Houston, Atlanta. Even though Atlanta, you can kind of spend a little bit depending on what you want to do. LA is not an expensive trip. New York is not an expensive trip if you're not talking about hotels. Or some of y'all live in really dope places. Like, for instance, Atlanta's dope, right? I live in Atlanta, but Savannah is a nice city. Depending on what you're into, maybe you like, if you like history, if you like going to museums, you guys, one of the best civil rights museums is in Mississippi in Memphis. I can't wait to go to Detroit because I want to go to the Motown Museum because I saw the documentary. I love things like that. I want to go to Detroit. That will be a trip for me. You understand? So think about the things in the cities that are near you that you could possibly do a road trip, like in Atlanta, too. If you live in Georgia, Destin, Florida is only a few hours away. Hell, Jackson, Florida. I spent one of my birthdays in Jackson. My 30th birthday, I spent in Jackson, Florida, and I actually had a great time because there was a beach, there were food, and everything was so inexpensive. We love to go to Miami a lot, but if you're in the city of Miami, Dade County, right? If you're on Miami Beach, everything is inflated and more expensive. But if you go inland just a little bit to like Hollywood, or you go into the other parts of Dade County, they're a lot less expensive, like downtown and things like that. So not to say that you shouldn't possibly have a little fun. Yes, you want to save. Yes, we want to make sure we're thinking about this recession and our futures. And if you want to buy a homeowner, then your mind should be on saving up for a home, even if you can't buy it right now, getting your credit together and all of this. But how do you not deprive yourself from having nothing and being bored and being like, oh my gosh, the sacrifice is killing me, right? Think about this stuff. Road trips back in the day, even a generation ago, we wasn't going on vacations like that. Let's keep it real. How many people really was going on vacations? How many people were going on vacations when they were a kid? I remember a few. I remember I went to Disney World because my aunt lived in LA. So she took me to Disney World. And I remember going on trips like when there were funerals, when they were needed to go, or people came into town to see us. But I moved a lot. I don't remember vacations with my family. We moved. And so I guess in hindsight, that was like a vacation because we got to see other states and other towns. Oh, that's not true. When I was a kid and I did live in Texas with my stepdad and my mom at the time, We took road trips to Gonzales, Texas to go to these sausage shops, and our stuff was like around food. So if there was a sausage shop in Gonzales, Texas, anybody lives in Texas, I don't know if the sausage shop is still there, but when I was a kid, that was a pit stop for us. And those road trips were so much fun. I have more memories on those road trips and doing things as a family, click tight like that, and stopping at weird little places than I do with Disneyland. I remember the teacups when I was little. So we kill ourselves and we break our backs to take these little children on these vacations, because of course you want to make memories for your kids, right? But I remember being 7 and not really remembering the trip too much. But what I do remember is going to Disney World at 17. Now, I remember all of that. I was having the time of my life as a grown kid at Disney World. And like Charlene says, let's see. Kiamber says, I don't really need vacations. I just want to do stuff on the weekends and look cute. All right, I got something for you, Kiamber, because that's another thing, because that can also be a lot of money being spent, right? I highly recommend people come to New England, like Portland, Maine, Boston area. All my vacations are local this year and have saved money for my house. Book everything early to save on deals. Love that. No, that's why I travel with my kids. Exactly. I go to states out west. What's up? Shout out to England in the building. And England, right? Like, you guys are in London, so you guys can go to Paris on a train. I don't think the people in Europe have this issue, because all the dope stuff, they can get on a train and just go. You know, they're used to, I feel like, local travel. And correct me if I'm wrong, but they're used to local travel. In the United States, we don't have like a good train system that can go from one city to one city. We catch flights normally, or you can road trip. But this is just the first part, y'all. I'm not talking, I got maintenance and celebrations and parties and things like that. So that's just the first one for my folks who are just itching to travel, for my folks who just want to travel, road trips, local trips, and staycations. Instead of breaking the bank, going into debt, trying to go on these vacations, trying to go and live these lavish lives somewhere else, why not just delay the gratification a little bit and just check out what's locally in your area? Check out what's a few hours away from you. Check out things where you can pack up the kids safely in a car versus spending every single, you know, a ticket on every single child, because some of us have multiple children, right? And just take them somewhere local, to the beach, to this, to that, depending on where you live. I know when I lived in Texas, I couldn't afford in college to go to I couldn't afford to go to Miami for a spring break. I couldn't afford to fly to Panama City Beach. I used to go to South Padre Island, which was a road trip in Texas. South Padre Island is really cool, actually, for anybody that lives in Texas. If you haven't been to South Padre, you know nothing about South Padre. South Padre was our spring break destination, and I went every single year when I started to go for spring break, and had the time of my life. Is the water is pretty? No, but it looks just like Miami water. Let's keep it a buck. Miami water is not that great looking, you know, just to be honest. So it's making those little memories. I love that. Yes, it's the little things that matter. It's making those memories with your family, your friends. Amtrak, I don't believe in something that can take you a couple hours, taking you a couple days, unless you're really trying to go from coast to coast, and the trains ain't built like they used to. So it's really up to your preference. And I'd rather be in a car than on a stinky train. And then you don't have transportation when you get there. So the good thing about bringing your car on a road trip is because you can actually like use your car as travel. You don't have to rent a car. You know, when you fly somewhere, you got to pay for your tickets. You have to rent a car. You have to get a hotel, you know, getting those Airbnb deals. And like somebody said, doing it early so that you won't be taking out all this money. Do you guys know that on Google can do what they call a price watch for you? So say if you want to take a trip, say if you're like, okay, Brittany, I'm not good with road trips. I can't be in a car that long. If you Google, you know, from your destination to the next destination, you can get price alerts, and Google will send you an email every time the price changes on a ticket, whether it goes up and goes down. It'll say it was at this price last week, now it's on this price. So you can kind of watch And depending on when you buy, you can get a better deal on the ticket. So you don't have to sign up for those crazy sites and get all those emails from 50,000 people when Google can monitor it for you. And all you got to do is turn it on. Brandy says, yes, I'm struggling. It's a struggle trying to find a balance with treating yourself and being responsible. Yes, you guys. And it's that delayed gratification that is super, super important because you guys, we are in a state of recession. So we want to make sure that as much as we want to have fun and we want to live our lives and we want to YOLO, that nine times out of 10, we're going to survive it. And we want to prepare for what's to come. We want to make sure that we have the money. So when the housing market and the money and the credit, so when the housing market does shift back, then you're able to pounce on a house and you're not waiting again another year or two, that you're actually being able to have a nice nest egg, a nice stack of cash, a nice, you know, maybe stock portfolio by investing in mutual funds while they're low and things like that. So in 2, 3, 5 years, you're like, oh, I'm good to go. Because I didn't spend my money on frivolous things. And I didn't get into the war part. So let's back up a little bit and why this is important to save the money. So there's the war going on in Ukraine with Russia. Taiwan is now being targeted by China, they have been targeted by China for a long time. But, you know, they've been independent. They haven't been making any moves. So China's looking into invading Taiwan. Now, what this means to us and why this impacts us is because all of our phones, our laptops, all those little chips and stuff, all of that is made in Taiwan. Now, if China took over Taiwan, then there would be a huge monopoly on everything that we receive. So basically, China would control us. Because they would tell us how much we can get. They would possibly put their own chips in their phones. They're already spying on us via TikTok, right? Then they would be able to control a lot of America, and America ain't having it, right? So America is saying, look, if y'all go over there to Taiwan, we pulling up. Because we already done sent money to Ukraine. We ain't really rocking with it. We doing what we gotta do. But if you touch Taiwan, it's going down. Pretty much, if you touch Taiwan, you about to get faded. That's how America is stepping to China right now. So there's a lot of stuff going on globally, y'all, that realistically, should vacations be our top priority? No, but most of us are not in the military. Most of us aren't really thinking about it because it's never affected us. In history, since the Civil War, nothing has really impacted America. Yes, we went to World War I and World War II, but those were always fought in other places. And yes, they did do Pearl Harbor, but Twin Towers, but 9 times out of 10, everything else was outward, right? Nothing was impacting us for real, for real. So except for like people and things like that in the Vietnam War and stuff. So I ate my words a little bit. Not true. It did impact us just in a different way. So now, that's why it's extremely important that we're paying attention to what's going on. And that's why it's extremely important that we're saving our money and we're delaying our gratification, because shit could get real, real quick. Sorry to curse, but it is what it is. So we need to be paying attention to those things. So that's why understanding what's going on with the war and paying attention, and why not buying that bag, delaying that gratification, not going on these trips, because we people trying to go all over the world. There's a reason why there are certain places we can't go right now. So just kind of like you might just want to pause that. International travel for me is not something that I really would like to do right now, because we don't know what's going on. And you see how crazy it got during the pandemic when they were just shutting down borders and people couldn't get out. And we got people detained in Russia, and it's crazy. You just never know. So teach their own. I ain't moving. Oh, my nose, y'all. Sorry. Traveling in Europe was so cheap and inexpensive. My mom and her side of the family lives in Paris. So I stay with them for free. Then I would leave my suitcase there and travel with my backpack. I love that, Charlene. You're so jealous that your mama live in Paris. Can I go see your mama when everything cools down? Can I go see your mama? Cause I would love to stay with her for free. No, but see, these things are dope. But yeah, Europeans, I feel like they're used to like cheaper travel because their systems of travel. I'm sorry, y'all. I don't know if it's whatever. My nose is crazy right now, but they're used to inexpensive travel, and all these amazing countries are next to each other. Like Europe is a continent, right? America, we just have a United States of America. We have Mexico, which I love me some Mexico, but in Canada, but you know, that's it. They have all of these amazing countries that you can travel to, you know, there. So that's dope. What you say, search on Google. So what you'll do is you'll put your flight information in. So whatever city you're leaving from to the city you want to go to or the place you want to go to. And then there's a, like a little talk. You'll look at flights, right? And they'll bring up all the airlines. They'll bring up Delta, American, all of the flights that are available at that time, that day, in that location. And you'll, if there's like a little toggle that you'll click and it'll say price, it's like price watch or something like that, that you'll hit. And it'll send you emails every time the flight situation changes, good, bad, or indifferent. road trip. Yeah, I love a good road trip. Let's see. So Edwan says, I've been to California, Illinois, Florida, Alabama, Mexico. And I've been to both Disneyland and Disney World, Pennsylvania, Washington, just to name a few. Okay. You season travel up in America's period. Period. Edwan said, girl, I've been there, done that. Here you sis. Okay, so plus China's birth rate is extremely low. A lot of the elders can't retire because of the government. The working class is aging out, so getting to Taiwan would be a benefit to them. Oh, I didn't know that because I remember a couple decades ago how they were, the population was getting so out of control that they were actually killing like the children and families if you had more than one kid. Yeah, China's a very interesting beast. Let's just say that. But yes, that's another benefit. I have to do a little bit more research. But yeah, because I think Taiwan has a very young population. I don't know how. I have to do more research. You guys do your research. But that's vacations pretty much. So we want to make sure that when we are scaling back, you know, stacking our money, what can we do to have a little fun locally? If you have kids, what museums haven't you been to in your local area? What activities haven't you explored? Y'all, there's so many activities and things to do, but we always want to go out of state and out of country and out of things. Look around your local areas. I'm so sorry. I don't know what's going on today. Look around your local areas and see what you can do. And some of the stuff is free. Like my mom was the queen of finding all the free children activities because they're expensive. We went to Great Wolf Lodge. That's something that you guys can do if you're in Georgia or if you live in Florida to travel up to Great Wolf Lodge. We went to Great Wolf Lodge for the day and it was $70 for that ticket. I personally didn't think that it was $70 worth, but I understand because it's an indoor water park. It was just a lot of people there. But needless to say, that was something fun that the kids got to do for the day. And yeah, so you don't have to go and break the bank to have a good time with kids, even though I think that was a little ridiculous, but they had a lot of activities and things that they could do there as well. But it depends on you, your budget, and what you have set aside. But I feel like just because like we budget everything else, you can budget for that trip, you can budget for that, but let's delay, you know, it's up to you. But I would delay the long trips and the extravagant and the over the top stuff in order to just save a little bit more. That way you can still have a little fun, you know, locally or maybe go to another state versus spending all this money. Thousands and thousands of dollars are going into debt to go on these trips for a couple days. As beautiful and as bomb as they are. Hey, I've never regretted a trip. Most of the time, I've never regretted a trip. But I don't think that I've never went into debt for a trip. I don't think that they're ever worth going into debt for. And I don't think that I don't know if this is the time to that we should be focusing on these extravagant vacations. Wisconsin Dell is 6 hours away and have many water parks. Hello, Wisconsin. Y'all look at your local areas. What haven't you explored and been to? And a lot of the cool stuff is like the quirky stuff that are like on highways and you get to eat different food. I would just say keep your options open for the folks that love or need a vacation. That's a thing. So the second one is I'm going to skip this one and put this back because we already talked about doing your own maintenance, right? So I won't talk about this one yet. Three is the parties and celebrations, because we talked about how parties and celebrations have gotten gigantic. You know, a lot of y'all are pregnant. A lot of y'all are having kids and birthday parties and your birthday's coming up and all of the things, right? And instead of us paying for these expensive dinners, these these hauls because people are getting party planners now. They're getting people that do decorations and all. Like, when did we start being this extravagant? When did we start doing all of this for parties and birthdays? And I have a social media I feel is to blame. You know, I remember when birthdays used to be at the house and they were cool. Like, people didn't always go out. Like, why do we feel the need to go outside of our homes or outside of our friends? Like, why do we have to be outside? I get it. We were in a pandemic, but if you were in Georgia, you were always outside. Like, Georgia didn't close down. Georgia, I had a birthday party in the streets outside in 2020. So, and every state was not closed down. For the ones that who were, I understand. Every state wasn't closed down. Why everybody got to be outside? Why can't you be inside your house throwing a shindig for you? When my grandparents were coming up, when they had their kids, and when I was coming up, my mom and her friends used to kick it at the crib. They used to get lit in the living room, used to do what they did, you know, drink a little drink in the living room, and all the kids was in the back terrorizing the bedroom. And we had a ball. We didn't need no extras. We didn't need nothing. Everybody was babysat. Everybody was safe. The parents knew exactly where we were. We knew exactly where our parents were. We knew to stay in the room. They knew, you know, they could have fun and get lit without us disturbing them. And it was always a good time. And everybody went home, or people, if we had to stay, which we never stayed, everything was cool. We would go home at the end of the night. Wasn't no money spent besides a little drinks and a little whatever they had, you know, and a little food. And it was what it was. And we had a ball as kids. We didn't worry about when mama coming home, because my mama was right in the living room. So you have fun, I'm having fun, because I'm with Jaquela and Kiki and all of them. We kicking it, right? So why do we have to be outside? Some of the best times I've had were at house parties at my house. You know, I'm probably going to have another birthday party at my house again, like I did last year. And I had a bomb time. You know, why do we feel the need to go out and spend money? And let me tell y'all this, my decorations were stuff that I bought at like Party City. I didn't need no extravagant balloon thing that's only going to last for the day. And I'm not trying to knock anybody who has it. But if you do not have it, do not try to break the bank, figure out who you got to sleep with to get some money, because keep it real, because women do that. Figure out why we got to take out a loan or go into debt or use these credit cards to throw these babies, these birthday parties that they not going to really remember anyway. It's for you. Don't try to blame it. Oh, my baby. Kids remember cake. They remember good times. They remember fun. They don't remember or care about all the extras. That's for the adults. That's to say, oh, look what I did for my baby, or look what we did. Let's get more. And I'm not saying everybody's like this, but I really wouldn't want us to get more secure on just having the people around who rock with us, whether we have balloons or not. Like, if you got somebody at your party or in your life where you have to impress, they're not really your friends. My friends could care less about decorations when they come over to kick it at my crib and we have a party or celebration. If there's stuff, great. If not, great. Like, okay, where the drinks at? Where the food at? And a lot of us can cook. Why are we not cooking our own food and having our own shindigs? You know, and let's talk about weddings, ladies. There's a lot of y'all. And I don't know about you. I'm just saying this because I don't know who's going to watch. There are so many people out there who are not getting married because the man can't afford this wedding that you want, or he can't afford the ring that you want. So you guys are not having the marriage that you want because you're waiting on the wedding. Y'all, these weddings are ridiculously expensive, and they upcharge you when they know it's a wedding. That ain't no cake worth thousands of dollars. I've been to so many weddings and so many birthday parties. Ain't no cake been no $1,000 tasting cake. The cake better at home. The cake that's really good, really good, is my grandma's. I'm gonna pray my grandma makes my wedding cake. It's gotta be gonna be pound cake or red velvet or like a strawberry cheesecake. Like, this is what I want for my wedding. I want something super simple. I want to go to the courthouse because it's dang near free. All you got to do is pay for your license and have like a little something at the crib for the people who I really love, my parents, my grandparents, some of my close friends. And then I'm going to have a party for my reception, and it's going to be a kickback. It's going to be real chill, real cool. People don't got to break the bank. They don't got to worry about coming out of town if they don't want to. Why spend all of this money for a day, y'all? It ain't going to make your love stronger. And then check this out. What if you spend all of this money on this wedding and make all these amazing memories and then y'all get divorced? I know we ain't supposed to think about it like that, but let's call a spade. That's what's happening in the world. People do not stay. People is 60% of marriage for failures in the United States. And the number one cause is finances. So why not set ourselves up on a better trajectory? And not to say that you shouldn't have a beautiful wedding, but let's think about this, right? Since we're going through a recession, since we're going through, all these hard times, and we should be really being smart with our money right now, instead of spending thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars for a day, why don't we take that same thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, hold that to the side or stack it or do whatever, make some money moves, buy some property, do what we want to do. And then in 5-10 years, when we got it like that, because let's keep it a buck, we're going to continue to work. We're going to continue to strive for our goals. We're going to continue. We're going to be older. We're going to be wiser. We've already laid the foundation for our homes and our financial foundation because we did right with our money. Then we can go blow the bag on the wedding. Then we can go and get the extravagance and the balloons and the flowers and the hall and everything. And then you got skin in the game with this person. So when you do say your vows in front of your friends and your family, it means more. Maybe your kids will be there because you waited to have this wedding, right? You got married because marriage and weddings are two different things. I had a conversation with one of my friends about this. Like, why are you? Because her man was like, I'm ready, but she wants this wedding. I was like, girl, you going to delay your marriage for a wedding? No, go get married. Why does it have to be this phenomenal, extravagant? And to be real, let's call a spade too. Some of us really don't got it the way we really want to have it to do what we really want to do. So we cut in corners. So we like, oh, I really want that, but I can't afford it. So I'm going to get that. So then you got a half-ass wedding. Then you got half-ass food, the food nasty. That's what people remember the most. And the food is the most expensive part. People remember the food and the DJ and the drinks and how it looked. If those things ain't on point, I don't care how much money you spent. People gonna talk about how nasty your food was at your wedding. Because the first thing I say to people is, oh my God, that food was so good. And then I say, oh my gosh, she was so beautiful. And oh my gosh, the place was so nice. And then I go down the list of the nice things. The food be the number one. So you cutting corners because you can't afford the food you really want. So you're gonna spend all this, because you still gotta spend the money, thousands and thousands of dollars on the nasty stuff. Like my homegirl told me, she was like, Brittany, I think my food gonna be nasty at my wedding. And I was sitting there like, and we still having this wedding. Teach their own. Maybe it's her. I don't know. That's cool. That's her wedding. But you know how much money we could have set aside if we would just wait? If we would just, why we got to do it now? Why do we have to do everything now? Why do we need it now? Why do you need the 10 carat ring now? Why do you need the 3 carat ring now? I don't give a dang if this man proposes to me with a wedding band. I'm saying yes. I do not care because once you get the money, you can always upgrade the jewelry later. You can always do the extras later. We do not have to spend all of this money right now when most of us don't got it like that to just be spending it anyway. And this is how you know you deserve that diamond ring or not. If you lost it tomorrow, would it devastate you? Not the sentimental value of it, but the money aspect of it. If you were to lose your wedding ring tomorrow, sentimental value aside, could you replace it expeditiously? If the answer is no, we do not need that thing right now. We can always get it later. The marriage is way more important. Thank you for the super chat, Percy. Percy says, LOL, Brittany, this girl I met last year told me I need to buy her a different ring every 5 years, and she works at the Cricket phone store. That was the last conversation. Ladies, we are scaring these men off, making all of these demands. I want my wedding to be this, and I want my wedding to be this, and I want my wedding to be this. And we wonder why he ain't proposed yet. He loves you. He wants you. Men, a lot of men don't care about that stuff. Some do, not all. Some do. A small percentage, they care about that stuff. A lot of men don't care about none of that. That'd be for us. That's why they'd be like, okay, whatever you want. That'd be for us. And let's keep it a buck. Everybody ain't got it like that. You might meet the man of your dreams. And that's the only thing, is he's not a millionaire. He can't afford your dream wedding. So that's on him. Like, I know somebody and teach their own. Everybody has their own standards. I'm not knocking nobody's standards, whatever, but I just didn't understand her logic. She said that she's not getting married until the man can pay for the wedding, pay for her bachelorette party, pay for all that. I was like, oh, you're just going to be waiting a while. Or that man possibly has children. He possibly has already been married. So what type of life do you want? And I'm not saying that people should settle for broke. I'm not telling you to be with nobody ain't got no money. That's not the message. I know me personally, even I could pay my bills. I can, you know, I'm good. I can do what I want to do with my little money, right? With my money. I can't afford a $20,000 wedding out of pocket. I can't. Not without months of saving, without years of saving, without cutting back here and making sacrifices. But why would I spend that $20,000 on a day, on one event, when I can use that $20,000 to possibly buy some land, possibly get some rental properties so I can have residual income, possibly do some other stuff. So then when all of this stuff that I've laid the foundation for yields me revenue, then I can ball out on the wedding. Then I can go get that 10 karat ring. Then I can go blah, 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 blah. Why are we hurting our families, ourselves, and all the things to keep up with the Joneses when they really don't care anyway? All you're going to do is get some, oh, that's cute on Instagram, and they're going to keep on scrolling. They're going to be, oh, that was so nice. I've seen so many weddings and they were beautiful. Y'all, they got 10 seconds of my attention. I was like, oh my gosh, it's such a beautiful wedding. Next. Unless you got it like that, there's no point to be spending that money. If you got it like that, go ahead. Do your thing. Do your thing. Pop it. Pop the bottles. Go get the extravagant. Do you. But if you do not have it like that, which is okay, because there's time and seasons for everybody. We just not there yet. It's all right. It will happen one day. But let's just delay it. Why you can't do it in 5 years? Why not get married and do it in 5 years? Why not have the birthday party that of your dreams in 5 years? Why do you have to have it at 25? Why do we have to have it at 32? Why do we have to have it at 40? Y'all, things used to be so much simpler back in the day. That's my dream. I want everything in my life to dumb down and be simplified so that money is not an issue for me. Money is a tool. It should not be something that we are like killing ourselves to get to have these things, to show everybody who doesn't care how much fun we had. Like, y'all. Okay, so I'm going back through these comments. Okay, so Nas says China is projected to surpass America economically because they predicted the recession. Yeah, we owe China a whole lot of money. Y'all, if y'all don't know economics, we owe China a whole lot of shmoneys. That's why Donald Trump was saying get our stuff out of China. He was telling us, hey, we need to stop. We need to let's cut it back a little bit. They're getting a little too much of us. You know, whatever. I don't care for the man, but you know, some things he was saying was a little true, you know, to show off for others. Basically, I agree. That's exactly what's going on. Charlene says, I went on a date last week and I found out that they had a huge reservation near me. The reservation was a dog park, zoo, a kids park for free. And it was such a fun date, completely free, except the zoo. Love that. And let me say something to you men out there, right? If a woman only cares about how much you spend on her date, I'm sorry, run. Run, because that's just the tip of the iceberg. I want to say, and I can't speak for all women, I can say for myself, I do not care how much you spend on a date. What I care about is, did you treat me like a gentleman? Did we have a good time? And was I brought home safely? And I didn't feel like you were a pervert or a weirdo. I care about conversation. I care about some good food, but you don't got to spend a whole lot of money to have some good food. I care about good food, good ambiance, good time. That's it. There's women out there who do not care about certain things. So just keep that in mind. I'm going to share that for you all. So men out there know every woman is not expecting you to spend $200-$300. I don't even, now this ain't everybody. Some women are really particular about this. So you need to know the person you're dating. I don't care about a coffee date. Good, because I want to make sure I'm not wasting my time with somebody I don't want to be with for hours at a time. Oh, you want to meet me at Starbucks? Cool, meet. Because if the 10 minutes are whack, I don't want to go nowhere else with you. But if those 10 minutes turn into 30 minutes and that 30 minutes turns into 45 in an hour and I want to see you and have more time with you, now I know I want to really go on a date with you. Now I know I want to get dressed up, look cute, and spend that time. I'm not doing all that for somebody I might not even like. I feel like women, sometimes we have, society has made us really, and we're missing out on really good men because they don't meet these expectations, y'all, that society has put on us. My mama wasn't running around talking about, he got to make six figures. Ciao. They talking to each other. My bad, y'all. To show off. Okay, I read that. Sorry, Shanta. All right. So Edwin says, my doctor was talking about keeping me for another week. Oh, I'm so sorry, Edwin. But right, I got things to do. Make sure you can you email your professors and stuff, because I know you're in school right now. Make sure you let them know what's going on. Percy says, good morning. I'm with you on the budget friendly trips, but some people got to do it big so they can post on the gram. Unfortunately, even first dates now have to be a bit at a big fancy restaurant. For what? Y'all, and you know what, Percy? This goes to show you where her priorities are. I'm just going to keep it a buck. And I'm sorry, some women, we need a reality check. Because if like he said, if we working at the Cricket store, why do we expect our rings to be upgraded every 5 years? Who are you, Princess Diana? And my whole thing is, I'm a firm believer, and people ain't going to like me to say this. If I can't do it for myself, I don't expect a man to do it for me. I'm sorry, I don't. Because that's ridiculous, especially when you're single. Now, if you're married, that's different. But if you're single, if I can't do it for myself, why am I expecting a man to do that for me? I'm not taking a man on a, if the role, let's here, lady, hear me out, ladies, because some of y'all are like, girl, I don't do, bring me out, I'm out, I don't want this conversation. Hear me out. If the roles were reversed and women were responsible for taking men out, would you spend $200 on a first date? I wouldn't. That's ridiculous. I don't even know you. I don't even know if I like you. I don't even know if you're worth my time or my $200. And for some people, $200 is nothing. That's great for you. I highly look at $200 like, oh, I could put that in my savings. Oh, I could put that in some stock. Oh, I could buy some crypto. Oh, I could do something at my house. Oh, I could do something at the crib with that. Oh, I could do something in my business with that. I don't look at money like it's nothing. I look at it like a tool. I am not about to spend $200 on no date. So if I won't do that, why would I expect a man to? Her priorities are wrong. Y'all should be running from these women. I'm sorry. And that's just my personal opinion. I would tell my son that. That's the advice I would tell my son and my nephew. If that's all she cares about is where you take her and how much money you're spending, run, son. Run. Because she should be wanting to get to know you. She should be wanting to see if you are even the type of man she wants to be with for a few hours. She don't even know you. And she expects you to spend money on her? I just don't understand that. Are we supposed to be treated well? Yes. Should men be paying for dates? Absolutely, ladies. I am not telling y'all to go Dutch. I am not telling y'all that y'all should be picking up no bills. Absolutely not. But what I do think is ridiculous is that we have these expectations of these $200-$300 dates. Ridiculous. I'm sorry. Ridiculous, y'all. Social media has just made us to feel that we already have it. What we already have is not enough. Hence, we are constantly itching to catch up with the world and what people are doing. I agree. I got a woman who wants to take her to Red Lobster. Yeah, okay. Hey, okay, Edwin, wait a minute. Hold on now. Hold on. Red Lobster is not an expensive date. Red Lobster is not one of those dates. Okay, let me stand up for my ladies real quick. That is not a bad date. Red Lobster is just like Olive Garden, whatever. That's not Ruth Chris. That's not Chow. Edwin, take that woman to Red Lobster. That is fine. A $30 lobster plate is not gonna kill you. That is okay. let me stand up for my ladies real quick. Ladies, if going to Red Lobster is a problem, maybe you shouldn't be dating. And I'm no shade to you, Edwin, because I don't know your financial situation. But that's not a stretch. That might be her favorite restaurant. And to me, Red Lobster is pretty fair. So let's not go too deep. Let's not go too cheap, men. Let's not do too much. But no, you shouldn't be killing yourself for a date. I will say that. I had a slumber party at my house, adult female friends. Hello. I remember growing up and having the one day to go out and being brought chips and a soda, and it was the best time ever. And my mama would buy us gifts during birthdays and Christmas, and that was enough. Absolutely, y'all. If you raise your children, I think, with the expectation of doing certain things, and this is how we do it, and you're honest with them. I was watching this couple, and for those who have to go to work, you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. I'm going to stay on and read the rest of the comments, and for those of you who can stay around. But I was watching this the Budgetista, and she was telling us that her father, when they were going through hard times financially, her father wouldn't hide it or try to like overdo Christmas or try to make up in a certain way. He would just be like, look, unfortunately, you guys, this year, you know, our finances are just a little different. So we have to scale it back. So you're not going to get as many presents as you normally get, but you're going to get a few. And they were like, okay. Like, kids are resilient if you talk to them. It doesn't have to be the, we can't afford it. It doesn't have to be this devastating, heartbreaking, traumatic thing. We shouldn't be making money a traumatic thing for children because they're just going to grow up with bad money habits. Just talk to them through the process. Like, hey, you know, we're budgeting right now. The reason, and we don't say we can't afford it. We're budgeting right now. We're trying to buy a house. So instead of doing a big birthday party, we're just going to do something small at the house with your friends and some cake and some presents. Okay. Y'all, they do not care. The kids do not. Kids are resilient. They do not care. It was us that care, because we feel like if I don't give my children the world, then I'm going to be a bad parent. And that is not true. That is not true. You love them. You protect them. You clothe them. You shelter them. Love is the biggest thing. Y'all, kids do not need, even if they ask for it, they don't need all these things that they ask for. They don't. They're going to play with it for a few days and move on with their business. Edwan says, I remember I bought my ex-fiance a $200 engagement ring, and she was okay with it and was just happy to be engaged. My whole thing is, it just needs to be real. I don't care what it is. It just needs to be real, because I don't want to, you know, I was proposed to with a fake ring before, and I just need it to be real. I don't care what size. I don't care. It's just real. Make sure it's real so I can wear it in the shower. I don't have to take it off. It don't turn green. It just need to be real. But that's what's up. Big Mama's pound cake and red velvet cake made with extra love. Hello. That's what I'm telling you. My wedding cakes are going to be just this right here. Hopefully from my grandma. I want my grandma to make my wedding cake, because I'm not about to spend thousands of dollars for no ugly. First of all, the cakes be beautiful, but they be nasty. Let's call a spade a spade. People literally buy cakes for show and throw them directly away in the trash. Y'all, I spent on my 32nd birthday. It's still on my Instagram, and I had this pink bob wig. If y'all want to look on my Instagram, y'all can look and check. I had this cake, and it was like 100 and something. I think it was like $200. And the cake was nasty. It was nasty, but it was pretty. And I literally gave the cake away, thankfully, to the people in the back, because it was during the pandemic. The cake was out. I was like, I'm not about to eat this cake. And so I just gave it to the restaurant people. They even said it was nasty. I just wanted the cake, right? So $200 or some good cake. Up to y'all. But people pay thousands of dollars for this cake. That's exactly what I wanted, a cookout. Period. Point blank. Just simple. Because your friends and your family really care about you. Red velvet cake made with love. Hello. And it's not for everybody. I get that. Everybody's not going to be on that type of time. But for me, it is what it is. Charlene says to Percy, for me, I don't care if the date is cheap or expensive. I just want them to plan it and to actually think about the date. Just need to find the right girl who has the same mindset. Absolutely. Everybody is not tripping off of how much you spend, men. There are women out there who are okay with just a nice date. We want to get to know you. We want to see if we like you. If you're the person that, you know, we can spend some more time with. It should not be that deep in the beginning. We do not even know each other. And if she's measuring you and your manhood and everything by how much you spend, good riddance. Now you know, because it ain't going to do nothing, but it's just going to be this the whole time. I want, even if she has it herself, don't let that fool you too. Even if she has it herself, I want, I need, where is this? And you like, well, you can pay for that yourself. Why are you? Now, this is a perfect time to invest in something lucrative, real estate. If you can get a good deal, because I will say prices are inflated right now. So don't go crazy. So just make sure you're getting a good deal. Good morning, Money Millionaire. Oh, y'all killed the comments today. Good morning. Oh, I have to go all the way back up. Is this live or not? If you're seeing it live, then it's live. People are interesting. Let's see. Good morning, Mini Millionaire. As soon as the wedding is over, they forget about you. Some people don't even rock with the people that were at their wedding, to keep it real. Brittany says, I had a friend who got married at a courthouse and nobody knew they were married until they were able to afford the wedding. They both wanted. And I don't understand. You didn't have to keep that. That's cool. You don't have to keep it a secret, though. But that's each their own. You're right. People are petty like that. Yeah. We're going to just talk about how nasty the food was. That's it. That's all people going to remember, how nasty the food was. And you paid all that money for that wedding. It's because, Brittany, women are queens and queens should be treated the way a queen should be treated, with love, trust, honor, respect. And a woman knows her worth. Okay. That's true. But at the same time, does that mean that you should go broke trying to be with her? We're all queens. And hopefully y'all are kings. Hopefully. Okay, but none of this has anything to do with money. Treating a woman with love and risk and trust, honoring her, meaning you're not lying, you're not being deceitful. A lot of women know their worth. What does this have to do with going over the top with a wedding? You can love, honor, cherish all of that stuff without going broke at a wedding. On my wedding, I was looking forward to all the gifts and only to come home to find each. Only to find each 90% of the gifts were plates. I don't buy wedding gifts. I will donate to like my homegirl. She had monetary gifts only, and we donated to her trip, her honeymoon in Africa, which I think only her husband got to go because she's in the military. So I donated to that. I will give you a monetary gift. I will donate to your honeymoon. I'm not buying you something like that just gonna sit in your house and collect dust. I hate buying gifts because I feel like 9 times out of 10, I think my mom was like this because she loves gifts. That's her love language. She loves gifts. But every time I bought her a gift, she was either unsatisfied or so she killed the gift giving for me. So I personally do not like gifts. I'll give you some money. Do whatever you want with it. I don't buy gifts for weddings. And if I'm in your wedding, I didn't spend that gift money on that dress that. I don't buy your kids gifts either. I will give you money for their college fund or whatever you need to do with it. I'm not buying your kids clothes and toys that they may not play with. They may not wear. You're going to end up giving to somebody else anyway. I don't waste my money. I'm going to give it to you. Do with it as you will, whether you spend it on your kid or not. I don't do that. I needed this message this morning. I'm happy, such a lady. As long as the DJ drinks and food are good, people will not care about the elaborate reception. Absolutely. What is that? I got to look that up. Needed this message. So happy to help. My husband and I don't drink, and we had to crash a cash bar to save. That reduced the price by $220 per person. I agree. You got to have a bar, though. Don't have no driveway. Hey, I understand us Christians. Some of y'all don't drink. Y'all better not have no dang dry wedding. That is the worst wedding ever. That is the worst wedding ever. If you're going to have a wedding, do not. I'll do the cash bar. Cash bars are cool. I'll do the cash bar. Do not have no wedding. Don't have no dry wedding. I don't care how religious you are. Thank you, Shador, for not doing that to your guests. So we don't drink, so we don't need drink. Y'all wedding gonna be boring. You don't got no drinks at that wedding. But I'm glad you got a cash bar. Our food was amazing too. That is amazing. I'm glad Brittany came into my life to show me the different side of women. I'm happy to be the example because it's true. Every woman isn't like this, I promise you. Yes, some females are too much, to be honest. We got to do better for those who have too high standards. You can't find the perfect man, like it's crazy. I was watching this divorce court and the man gave his girl, $4,000 a month as an allowance, and she said it wasn't enough. I learned from that show, no joke. Well, women, hang on, I'm going to just, y'all heard, she Amber. My husband and I got married almost 4 years ago, less than $1,000, best decision ever. Yes, that's the type of, this is the type of budget I'm talking about. Because this is doable. You can save $1,000. This is doable. I love it. That's going to be my goal. A wedding under $1,000. Cindy says, if you want to treat me with something extravagant every now and again, that's okay. But just dropping $200 on dinner every night, nah, baby, we got to live. That's bill and saving money with these gas prices, child. See, men, there are women out there who think like this. Every woman does not expect you to just spend, because I agree. If we're women who mind our money, we want men to mind their money. And let me tell you this too, men, I will say women like me, Sydney, and some of these women on our live, if you are constantly spending your money, I'm looking at you like you're not responsible with your money. I don't know if you're going to be a good leader for my family, because I'm not going to fight with you on you spending on extravagant things and we broke. I like a man that can save. I like a man that could be like, we ain't doing that yet. I like that. I love that. I was going to my honey. I was like, oh, honey, I want to go on vacation. I haven't been on vacation. He was like, what are we going on vacation for? He said, we got work to do. He was like, what are we vacationing from? Both of us work for ourselves. What are we vacation? What do we have to celebrate? And I was like, oh, okay. Oops. Love that about him, because he checked me like, why are we going to go spend some money somewhere? For what? For what? Brittany, I did surpass my professor and classmates while bringing me school. Oh, they surprised you all so I can do my work. Now I'm all caught up. That was so nice of them. I'm happy they did that for you. Chell says that's a word. Why expect from someone else that you can't give to yourself? I agree. Honestly, a lot of these younger girls have been influenced watching reality TV and thinking stuff is real. I agree. Especially social media has really set women's standards. And it's just like, you preaching today. And most men, ladies, let me put you on game. Most men that's willing to just be like, here, and it's never an issue. Oh, they doing that for you. This woman over here, they got it like that. So $200 to them ain't nothing. $200 to them is like chump change. They're like, that ain't nothing. So don't think because a man's just shelling out money to you and you ain't got to do, I ain't doing nothing in return. He doing it for you, this girl. You ain't nobody special. And men know when you would give me girl is what I call them. They know when you would give me girl, and they going to treat you like that. And they going to get what they want, and they going to move on, and they not going to take you serious. You're not going to have a special place in their heart. You just going to be the give me girl. And they got three of y'all. Just saying. Red Lobster isn't expensive, Edwan. Thank you, Percy. Don't be like that, Edwan. There are three things a woman is not allowed to do with me on a first date, and that's allowed to touch doors. Yes. And that check. Do not, men, I swear for Lord. Ladies, don't you ever pick up a check on the first date. Now, it's one thing if it's like day three, four. You're like, okay, I got it this time because you've been such a gentleman. You know, I really just want to show you I'm a team player, so I got it or whatever. If he allows you to, but for the first and second date, no, I don't see I don't even see the person dropping the check off at the. I'm not even going to. I don't even fake the reach because I ain't paying for it. I do believe that there are certain standards when you date a man. But as far as how much you spend, I don't think that should be. You should spend whatever's in your budget. Whatever you have budgeted and allocated for that date should be where you take me, where we go, what we eat. And if you got stuff on the menu, you worried about me maybe buying certain things on the menu, then maybe it's not the place that you should take the woman. Because men be like, she ordered the most expensive thing on the menu. Why did you take her somewhere out of your budget? Don't do that. To try to impress somebody, don't do that. Also, if we both have busy lives, things like coffee dates, finding places, finding a place to eat our packed lunches together, et cetera, are a nice way to have intentional connecting points. I love that. Ewan says, second, she ain't allowed to pump gas. And third, she ain't allowed to pay a bill when we go out on dates. I love that too. That's exactly how it should be. Them cheddar biscuits are so yummy though. Yeah, I love me a good Red Lobster run. Shoot, half these times the kids like the cardboard boxes the gifts come in anyway. No, that's facts. That ring was real. I got it from Pandora. Okay, Ewan. Ewan said, you ain't gonna be talking about my ring. My bad. Okay, I'm trying to go back up, make sure I get all of y'all's comments before we get out of here today. I know we ran over time. Thank y'all, the ones who could stay, the ones who can't. Have a beautiful and blessed day. Shout out Shu, half the time. Okay, I read that one. Sydney says, yes, make it real for me. Show me that the love is real and having that ring to be real. Real rings. It doesn't matter the price for me. And every woman is different though. So you need to know your woman. Don't be like, well, Brittany on the internet said that I could just buy whatever ring. You need to know your woman. Because every woman does not think that way. So know who you're dating. For me, it would not matter. Because I can always upgrade later. When we get to the bag, when we get the money and we can drop it on there and it is what it is, the ring can be upgraded later down the road. So I'm not worried about that. She Amber says, Dev getting my cake homemade and then decorating it because those really be nasty. All right, let me go. The ring has to be real. Like, don't play with me. Yes. Y'all are hilarious. Good morning, VK. Hello, Layla. Good morning. Hi, mini millionaire. I will have some break time now. Oh, she's in school. Or not in school. My gift is me coming to the wedding. Especially y'all that got these destination weddings. Come on now. Facts, gifts, collect dust. Exactly. I don't have time. For the gifts, I just ask them what they want, especially for Christmas. If they want money, then you got money. Then you get money. Now, my parents raised us. They always asked if we were, they always asked us what we wanted. We were reasonable too. Yeah, but some of these kids aren't reasonable anymore. Like the stuff that my nephew and stuff asked for, I'd be like, who are you, big pimpin'? Cindy says, exactly, Britt. Being a frivolous and irresponsible spender is a no for me. Absolutely. When I see men at the club and they got all these chains on and they popping bottles and they got all these women, I just be like, ew. I get really turned off. Those are not the men I attract or I'm attracted to. I just think it's like, you're not really responsible. A man who will whip out a coupon at a grocery store I didn't already know. Woo, yes, hello. And men too, like women who trip off the coupons, she ain't the woman for you. Because there are women like me who would love, I'd be like, oh, he got a coupon, girl. I call my friends, girl, he pulled out a coupon. He know how to save some money. That's my type of man. But every woman is not like that. So you need to know the woman that you're dating. Chevy Chef says, good conversation today, Britt. Thank you so much, you guys. All right, we're about to wrap it up, y'all. Percy, thank you for the super chat. Brittany, I love hearing from women about these relationship topics. I'm still learning. Will you be doing more in the future? We can. I really want to probably take it off Morning Motivation. And maybe we can do some chats later. Y'all let me know. Or we can do it on Morning Motivation. But yeah, we can talk about it. Just let me know what y'all want to hear. Y'all have not yet told me what type of topics y'all want, what type of stuff you want to talk about. So if you do want to talk about relationships and things like that, then let me know. And we'll do those. But yes, if you like relationship topics, then we can talk about that. She Amber says, thank you so much for reading the comments and recognizing everyone. It means so much and shows that you are very humble and don't think you're too good like some other people now do. Oh, thanks, She Amber. I just know that you guys take the time to be here, so I want to honor you guys in that. What up, Aqua 38? Good show today. Keep up the good work. Thank you. Have a great day. All right, y'all. Thank you so much. I appreciate all the comments and chiming in. I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. And do not delay the gratification by going on these road trips, these short trips, and scaling back these parties and scaling back these weddings. Get married and live your abundant life so you can have that stack of cash to do what you will in the future. Okay. I love you guys so much. I will see you guys tomorrow. Have a beautiful, blessed day, and do not hold your standards to society. All right. Love y'all. Bye.